Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted. When we talk about the history of this show, this is as unscripted as we can possibly get because we're at the golf course right now, Little Mill Country Club in Marlton, New Jersey. And we're going to get an opportunity to get to know a little bit better the guys who bring you Eagles football. We're going to play a round of golf with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
High five! High five!
The beginning of the conversation, not necessarily just about golf at this point, but about football, is I worked in a professional broadcast booth for a number of years. People look at the job that you guys do, and they assume that there's a heck of a lot of fun going on. Is it all just fun?
It's fun. I can't lie about that. We have a lot of laughs, and we have a lot of fun. But to get to the point where we have fun, we do a lot of work and preparation during the week. And then Sunday is the time to have fun. It's like when you practiced. You didn't get paid for the games. You got paid to practice every day. The games were your time to have fun.
I agree. It's very similar to when I actually played, when you're putting in all your work during the week, and then on Sunday you're rewarded by the opportunity of playing in an actual game. And now I'm rewarded. I get to sit in the booth with the dean. And he is the dean, you know.
He's the dean.
So I get to sit in the booth with the dean, and, you know, we sit and talk about what's going on the field. And it's a fun gig. But the fun is when the team that you're working with, when they're winning, when they're on the upside, and I know that everyone can tell it, they can feel it in his voice and my voice when things aren't going well.
It takes a while, most of the time, for two new partners to find a rhythm together. How long did it take you guys?
That's a very good question. Mel, how long did it take us?
Here's the thing that made it easy. We were friends before Mike ever stepped in the booth. With Mike the player, I could always go over in the locker room and have a conversation. Now, moving into the broadcast booth for the first time was a different story. So for the first year, maybe not even the first year, Scott, maybe the first eight games, Mike, when he had something to add, would tap me gently on the knee, and I would tap him back to go. And now, or after that, soon after, I automatically knew when Mike had something to say, and Mike knew exactly when to get out. It's the coordination. It's like a defense where one safety passes off a man to the other.
Yeah, there's a lot of coordination that goes on. Me feeling when he's going to stop and when to start, and also having Joe McPeak, our producer, in the booth, mm-hmm. kind of directing traffic. There's a lot going on all at once, and we have to try and sync all of these things together and make a good broadcast.
All Joe does is disrupt things.
He does a lot of that, but there's a lot of good information that oftentimes we'll get from Joe McPeak, and of course all the drop-ins, the commercials, etc. You know, Joe kind of directs all of that traffic.
Now, I'm going to embarrass you here for a second. I apologize. Your first year in the booth, you're sitting next to a legend. You're sitting next to the dean.
Yeah.
Was there ever a moment where, you know, I don't know that I want to talk here. Let him go.
Scott, even before that, before even accepting the job, I had to talk to him. I said, man, I'm not sure about this. And I know that, you know, for a couple of years, it was very difficult. I'd never done this before. So I had to learn what to do. I had to study other people in the business and understand what they were doing, what they were giving their listening audience. And it took a while, but he let me hang around him long enough that I got it. And so now I feel very good about what we do.
Scott, the other side of that is I was sitting next to the booth next to a five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, a guy who had his knees held out would have been in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was that good. So I'm next to somebody who was not only a great athlete, but a very intelligent man. And I knew that it was only a matter of just doing it a little bit before Mike would be great.
But and then I had the shoes of Stan Walters. And Stan was very, very good at doing what he did. And so I come in behind Stan Walters, a guy who was outstanding at it, and, you know, stumbling around. But he let me hang around.
Well, and now we're going to, since we've had our conversation here, now let's hit the golf course a little bit. And let's find out if this nice, easy give and take actually works out there.
Let's do that.
Okay. No clubs to be thrown.
Of course not.
Now, we're going to have the dean go first. You might want to take that head cover off here.
Sunshine. Why? The ball goes a lot farther.
I have a better chance of hitting.
Actually, I'm going to end up using this tape and go home and run it back and forth to figure out what the heck is wrong with my game.
There you go.
Right. down the middle.
Good ball.
You know, and we were talking in his backswing, too, you know.
Look at that.
I mean,
like a machine.
We were talking in his backswing.
I'll take
a machine.
How do I follow that? Where are you pointing?
It's in the fairway.
I know.
Any moments that stand out more than any other in terms of calls? I've got to imagine that Miracle of the Meadowlands 2 is probably right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was it.
When I completely lost my mind and just started screaming like a...
How could you not?
Yeah, I know.
Mike provided the punctuation. I went, he's at the 40. Mike went, oh! He's at the 30. Oh!
He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield!
It was like I was a fan. For the moment, I was just a fan, just enjoying the moment.
Sue
me.
Exactly. Well, I mean, honestly, a moment like that, how often does something like that happen? In your case, twice, but, you know.
For me, it was different.
Nope.
It's not bad.
Good swing, just a little left. How about the game under Marion Campbell? Where the Eagles were in overtime, backed up to the half-yard line.
Something good happened
against Atlanta.
Wait, something good happened
during the
Marion Campbell
era? And Roger Morsky dropped back. And number 82 ran between Bobby Butler and Scott Case. Caught the ball in stride and went 99 yards for a touchdown.
I remember that.
That was one of the most memorable.
I would hope you remember that.
You know, they all say we all have like a signature. You know, Randall's is the Monday night. When Carl Banks hit him, he...
Took his legs
turns
up.
Into rubber man, jumps over and throws it to Jim Giles. I think that was Randall's like signature play.
Yes, it was.
So the 99-yard, I guess, really has to be my signature play.
It will.
I could be in trouble.
Just a little left.
I think the tree might have saved you.
Oh, the tree did. I'm in good shape.
There you go.
Let's go. Coming down. I like that. So I guess Merrill Todd, he had to take his sweater off. It's nice.
Almost.
Came up on it.
Yeah, came up on it.
So, Mike, football nowadays, you ever give any thought to the idea that it's become such an unbelievable passing league that if you had an opportunity to play today,
that would be fun.
What you might be able to do?
That would be fun. I don't even think they counted targets back then, but now everyone's like, he's targeted 15 times. I can't imagine that.
If you had to go back, how many targets did you get a game?
Did I get a game?
Yeah.
Maybe eight.
Maybe.
Yeah. I never paid a lot of attention to all my stats.
Now you said...
Except that 99 yards. Mm-hmm. I make sure I get that right. If someone gets that wrong, I make sure I get them straight on that.
That's a good shot.
Wow. Right
there. That's a nice shot, Scott.
Now let's see who can putt.
You're making a mark that, huh? What kind of a partner are you?
Come on, man. This is no gimmies here. We play for blood.
Mike happens to be a great putter.
See? See what he does?
He is a great putter.
How can you make a putt after that? How can you make a putt? Oh, that was so bad.
You saw what he did to you, right, Mike?
Yeah.
See that?
It's happened.
Of course I'm not going to miss that one.
Too much.
Ooh, you like it. Oh. Scott, I would give you that one.
Notice he will never give me a putt, ever.
Okay, it's good.
But I didn't need you. I didn't need you. There's the birdie.
It's a tough green. Very tough.
Didn't seem that tough to me.
So you're the dean. You know more.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, The Power of Physical Therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Consecutive games here at Lincoln Financial Field.
This is the type of year, everything's kind of new. And there's an adjustment period that's going on. And it's not just going to be a one-year adjustment period. I mean, what you're looking to do here is you're trying to build for the future. How long does a process like that take, in your experience, for a team and an organization to really kind of pivot and go in another direction?
Well, it's not going to be as quickly as everybody wants it, that's for sure. You know, we want the quick fixes all the time. Coaches are now starting to learn these guys, you know, learn what they're good at, what they're not so good at, and bringing in guys that fit what they can do. And it takes a while for coaches to understand that and understand exactly who they have.
Scott, I believe that the baseball pitcher and the football quarterback are the two most important positions in all of sports. Nobody determines a game more than those two pieces.
Yep.
If the Eagles can determine that their quarterback of the future, that the quarterback who can best execute what Chip Kelly wants to do is on the roster, the fix will be much quicker. If indeed they determine that they have to go out and draft a quarterback next year, it's going to take time because rookie quarterbacks don't win.
And yet, you get the feel that people are understanding right now that this is a process. Nothing can change about your enthusiasm level, though, on a game-by-game basis, regardless of what's going on, right?
You know how much I love this game? As much as I love it, I love being up in that booth next to Mike broadcasting an Eagles game even more. That is the thing I enjoy doing more than anything else in this world. So I am enthusiastic and optimistic and can't wait for the game to begin. I'm as nervous as can be on a Sunday morning.
Look, I got to tee his ball up.
Well, he tees it up for you all Sunday long, so what's the problem?
Well, yeah, good point.
It's a bad tip.
Look, I got to tee his ball up. You want me to hit it, too?
That would be preferred.
I can't hit it straight and you hit it. Good ball. Well,
I like where this is going.
Stay in the air.
Come on.
Stay in the air. Oh,
look,
man,
at this,
that's
baby.
Be tight.
Look at this.
Well done. That looks good. Wow.
Ooh,
they both are
backed
inside.
It up.
Now what do I do?
And
oh,
go in the middle.
Goodness.
Get there.
Get it a little heavy.
Get
oh,
there.
It's real heavy. Not even close. Man.
Hang in there. You should have let me tee it up.
The two-man race for birdie.
Oh.
And he almost knocked it in.
It's a good putt.
Good putt.
Good read.
Good three. Woo!
Oh.
Ooh, and Mr. Reese wins another hole. He's on fire.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know, many years ago, I did color for 1 year, the first year.
Really?
With Charlie Swift, who was in the booth.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So I did until two games were left in the 77 season. And one of the things Charlie Swift said to me when I came into the booth for the first time, and I will never forget this, he said, "Kid, you're going to say hundreds of things in the course of a game. Some of them are going to be wrong." And I still beat myself up when I make a stupid error. But
yeah.
it's
he's right.
We can't edit. We can't
that's
edit.
That's right.
You're locked.
Once it's
scored,
out there,
it.
It's yeah. out there. We're ready. Fire away.
Okay.
Fairway.
Money player right there.
Money.
It's a money player.
All right. There. But it's all right.
Oh. Ooh. You got a little right. kick off the tree.
After. Caught a little bit of trunk.
It's okay. No, I think it's short of the tree.
Is it?
Yeah, that's okay. Every shot.
Woo! That's big city.
Is that through, Mike?
I think so.
It got through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's big city.
That's a good ball, Scott.
Thank you, Marvin.
Were you going for that corner? Yeah. Like that?
And if you go that way, you give yourself, a real chance
to be
on.
Have you played this course before?
A number of times,
yeah. Oh, I've never played it.
It's a beautiful course.
Mike never invites me. But he comes to Bluebell.
No, you just want to, you like to play at home all the time.
And always has dinner.
You like Bluebell.
And dessert. and two or three drinks.
There you go.
That's a nice ball.
That's going to be right in the middle.
Stop right there. Perfect.
Wow. Oh, Merrill, there you are, right there.
What's our distance?
You're about 140 to the center.
140 to the center?
Yeah. You hitting?
No. They're shooting you.
Okay, well, you're interfering with my shot right now.
Oh, wow. Wow, picky. We call that pace of play where I'm at. One guy gets ready while the other prima donna lines
yeah.
the shot.
Wow, it's getting ugly.
Well, you can get ready in just a minute.
Oh, what's that?
Keep coming, Matt.
Get up.
Oh. All right.
I didn't like that.
Get up.
Oop, shorty.
That's a good trim. Shot, Scott.
He's got game.
See, that's good.
This is downhill?
Now you're going to be downhill.
I am?
Well,
ooh.
I didn't get it anywhere near there.
Ooh, look at it fall.
Look at it keep going. It's still rolling.
I'm no Merrill Reese. That's pretty good. Boy, that's a real good putt.
Good speed, Merrill. Good speed.
That's a real good
putt. Get there.
Bang! you look like Chichi Rodriguez doing that. Whoa, high five. Man, that was a good putt.
Yeah.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive will take place December 28th at Lincoln Financial Field. Every donor will receive a special Eagles gift and a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2014 home opener. Make your appointment today. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
So Merrill has all these lessons. You know, he's taken lessons from Donnie at Bluebell. He's got George Forrester at Radnor Valley. He hangs out with all the pros now. So if you want to know anything technically, he has it. Now, but you still have to execute.
Still have to execute.
As Chip Kelly says, you still have to execute, Merrill.
Okay, I'll execute right here.
I like the confidence. He executed.
That's nice.
Going in.
That's nice.
Going in.
Oh. That's about as good as it gets without going in.
It's okay.
Very impressive.